You're with SBS Radio.
Ada persepsi umum bahwa kita cenderung mengambil lebih sedikit risiko seiring dengan bertambahnya usia. Namun, penelitian menemukan bahwa baby boomer adalah pecandu kewirausahaan yang tumbuh dengan cepat di mana saja di dunia ini dengan tren yang cenderung meningkat seiring pertambahan populasi. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Amy Jin Yuwang. Klim Pacheco, dilahirkan di Uganda, telah menikmati kesuksesan gaya hidup eksekutif setelah mengelola seluruh jaringan transportasi Victoria dan menjalankan Departemen Manajemen dan Kepemimpinan di TIFF di Melbourne Tenggara. Namun ketika ia berusia 60 tahun, dari dalam sebuah percakapan di pesta, telah secara kebetulan mendorongnya untuk terjun ke hal yang tidak diketahuinya.
And that evening, one of my old mentors told me, "How come you're still in the same job?" That night, I didn't sleep. I decided I was going to change careers, and overnight, I decided to resign and do this.
Setelah ia mengundurkan diri pada hari berikutnya, Pacheco segera mendirikan Business Transformation Solutions, yang menyediakan layanan konsultasi untuk organisasi sosial dan komunitas dengan menggunakan keterampilan manajemen yang diperolehnya seumur hidup.
The fright was there, the fear of change was there, but the confidence that I could do it because I've supported every other facet of industry from finance to marketing to management to leadership, so why couldn't I do it myself? Once I overcame that personal barrier, I immediately said I'm going to do it.
Menurut penelitian oleh Profesor Kewirausahaan Universitas Latrobe, Dr. Alex Baritz, baby boomer berusia 50 hingga 65 tahun adalah kelompok pengusaha yang paling cepat berkembang di Australia yang mencakup sepertiga dari perusahaan muda yang paling cepat berkembang di negara ini.
They are more capable of starting a business than their younger counterparts. Largely, they're more capable because of what I call university of life. They've got more developed networks, they've got often better leverage to finance, better networks, and general skills throughout their life. Senior entrepreneurs are more efficient and more effective than their younger counterparts in paid employment.
Hampir 3 dari 10 responden dari survei bersama tahun 2018 yang dilakukan oleh Lembaga Sumber Daya Manusia Australia dan Komisi Hak Asasi Manusia mengatakan organisasi mereka enggan untuk mempekerjakan seseorang di antara usia tertentu. Lebih dari 2/3 menunjukkan bahwa batas usia tertentu itu atau batas usia penerimaan adalah 50 tahun. Klim Pacheco mengatakan pembatasan umur penerimaan itu sayangnya adalah kisah yang sudah akrab di antara teman-temannya.
I'd noticed that a lot of my friends, basically after they reached 40, they were restructured out of jobs mainly because of technology. Once that happened, they looked for full-time work, could not get it, looked for part-time work, could not get it, and then went into depression.
6 tahun yang lalu, Bambi Price memulai bisnis IT-nya pada usia 50 tahun. Kelompok pertemuan seniorpreneurs kini memiliki anggota sekitar 3.000 orang di kota Sydney, Melbourne, dan Adelaide. Price mengatakan banyak baby boomer terdorong untuk memulai bisnis barunya karena keperluan setelah mereka di PHK dari tempat kerjanya.
People are being marginalized in the workforce when they hit 45. I don't know why. I mean, I've got more knowledge now than I had when I was in my 20s and 30s. So why wouldn't you capitalize on that? Why wouldn't you take advantage of it?
Menurut hasil proyek penelitian Comprehensive Australian Study of Entrepreneurial Emergence, umur rata-rata para pengusaha Australia adalah 45 tahun, sementara pengusaha yang sudah berumur sekitar 57 tahun. Profesor Mertis mengatakan usaha sosial secara khusus mendapat momentum di antara pengusaha berusia lanjut.
And that's usually from an economic and social benefit perspective. Economic being supplementing the income, and from social perspectives, more psychological to active aging, work-life balance, and that type of thing. And that's very important with how they finance their ventures.
Pacheco mengatakan memulai bisnisnya sendiri adalah langkah karir terbaik yang pernah dibuatnya. Ia mendedikasikan 3 hari untuk bekerja demi penghasilan, 1 hari untuk belajar, dan 1 hari lagi dikhususkan untuk pekerjaan masyarakat.
I've learned that giving is probably even more important in life than getting. And in my case, I'm a baby boomer who decided to start giving at 60, too late. I've seen the youth, and I've seen them actually doing what I'm trying to do now at the age of 20.
Profesor Merritt mengatakan bukti menunjukkan bahwa pengusaha berusia lanjut lebih mampu memulai bisnis daripada rekan-rekan mereka yang lebih muda. Dan yang lebih menarik lagi adalah wirausahawan yang lebih muda bekerja rata-rata 23 jam seminggu dan menghasilkan sekitar 115 ribu setahun. Sementara mitra senior mereka hanya bekerja 18,5 jam per minggu dan menghasilkan sekitar 264 ribu dolar setahun. Sementara itu, pengusaha abu-abu juga masuk ke dalam apa yang disebut kewirausahaan hibrida.
Now, hybrid entrepreneurship is when people are employed in full-time employment and they do entrepreneurial activities on the side. They get involved in passion projects. It's not within the same domain as their full-time employment.
Press mengamati bahwa migran cenderung memiliki keuntungan yang lebih dalam upaya kewirausahaan mereka dibandingkan dengan rekan-rekan mereka yang lahir di Australia.
They had moved from somewhere else. They'd seen something they'd done in their home country and go, you know what, it's not even offered over here or it's a different way of offering something here.
Setelah melakukan banyak sesi pendidikan tentang kewirausahaan, Profesor Merritt menyimpulkan bahwa tidak semua orang dilahirkan untuk menjadi wirausahawan.
The most challenging thing is not teaching people about business. It's not teaching people about the market they're about to serve and how to develop plans, design thinking, lean startup, that type of thing. The biggest challenge is enabling these people to have an entrepreneurial orientation. Things such as creativity, innovative approaches, risk-taking, proactivity. It's a mindset. And getting that mindset compared to being employed in all the years before that is a very challenging thing.
Hambatan utama yang dihadapi banyak pengusaha abu-abu yang muncul adalah kurangnya dukungan.
Especially if they've come out of corporate world, they've come out of working with a group of people, and so they're not on their own. So when they go to do anything, you know, they might go into a meeting, come up with an idea, and say, okay, let's do this. And then they turn around and go, oh, I'm here on my own. I have to do it.
Pacheco mengatakan Dewan Kota atau Council menyediakan banyak informasi ketika ia menavigasi jalannya ke dunia pemula.
They were doing a lot of activities for small business and entrepreneurs. That has been the best thing I've done. So it's the support that you get when you want to move into these sort of risky areas that you cannot actually underestimate.
Dan kini Pacheco setiap hari bangun dengan pandangan baru tentang kehidupan.
For the first time in my life, I'm not responsible for anyone, or at the same time, no one's responsible to me. I get up in the morning now and say to myself, how lucky am I? I did take the risk, I did push it, and luck comes because I did take that risk.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.